Hey guys, welcome back to the LEGO Star Wars podcast. So, today we got some big news. And also, this podcast was released on a Thursday because the later half of the episode, it'll make sense. I'll just show you. This episode will be first reviewing the set pictures, but also this episode is going to be a guide for LEGO Star Wars Black Friday 2020 to find the best deals for you all. So the new Star Wars 2021 set pictures were revealed. Also, this podcast was pre-recorded on a Wednesday, so I will not be able to cover the new Mando episode, but I will next week. Before we begin, if you'd like to donate, click the link in the description of this podcast. Every donation will help this podcast out. Also, if you'd like to buy some merch, link is in the description. Also, next podcast, my Amazon affiliate links will be out. One way to support me at no extra cost is to use those affiliate links when you purchase a product like LEGO. Amazon gives a percentage of money back to me, so if you could use those affiliate links when buying something, that would really help this podcast out at no cost to you. So if you're going to do any Black Friday shopping for LEGO, consider using those links. Links will be in the description. Really quick, make sure to check out Gaming Central Podcast. If you're into gaming, this podcast informs about everything gaming, gaming setup, best mics, best tech, and reviews of games, so go check them out. Also, happy Thanksgiving to you all in the US, and happy Black Friday shopping. Alright, let's begin. So, wow. Set pictures were released. I've covered these pictures in an earlier episode, so I'm just going to give you my quick thoughts, starting off with the Millennium Falcon Microfighter. Just looks like the other ones. I mean, I really wish that Han would have been in his Hoth appearance with his brown jacket, but instead we're getting the regular version of him. Next we have the Tauntaun and AT-AT Microfighters. If you were wanting to get a Hoth version of Luke, I would consider getting this. Builds are fine, but hey, Luke Skywalker and Microfighter is a nice inclusion, definitely. After that, we have the Mandalorian set, which I've already reviewed, so I won't really talk about that set. Next up, we have the TIE Fighter, which looks really interesting to me. Set is okay. I wish that they would have picked a different selection, but this is what we're getting, so no point in being annoyed. The TIE Fighter is almost like a mix between the 2018 fighter, TIE Fighter, and the 4 plus 1. Set's fine, minifigure selection is meh, but yeah, it's a good set, I would say. And now the X-Wing. This X-Wing also isn't bad, I'll say that. Minifigure selection is pretty good. Luke Skywalker, obviously, R2-D2 same as well. But I will say that General Dodonna and Tantive IV Princess Leia is really nice. Love that. The Imperial Tidarium shuttle hasn't been released at this time as recording it, but once it is, I'll cover that. But yeah, that's pretty much my quick thoughts on the new set pictures. But yeah, so now on to the Black Friday guide. So first of all the way back to early 2019, you'll be able to find really good deals. So, starting off with Major Von Reg's TIE Fighter for $56 on Amazon and Walmart. So if you've been thinking about getting that set, now is the time, because this set will be retiring soon. Also, while we're on the Resistance show, Black Ace TIE Interceptor is $10 off at Walmart. Now, moving on to the only 20th anniversary set still in stock, with the Slave 1. Again, now is the time to get these sets as they will be retiring soon. The Slave 1 will be on Amazon and Walmart for $106. Really good deal, seeing as this set has already been going up on the aftermarket, definitely. Now moving on to the later half of 2019, starting off with the Death Star Cannon for $13 on Amazon and Walmart. So yeah, if you've been thinking about getting that Death Star Cannon, again, now is the time. I don't really see the appeal to getting it, except for that Obi-Wan, but hey, I mean, if you want to get it, then go ahead. Next up is the AT-ST Raider from The Mandalorian, $10 off. I think it's been $10 off for a long time, but hey, it's $10 off. Amazon, Target, and Walmart, it'll be there. Alright, now with the Buildable Yoda, $20 off. Amazon and Walmart. I don't think Target. I checked and I didn't see. And Droid Commander, if you want to buy that, It's $26 off at a running price of $174. I also don't see the appeal on this one, but I mean, hey, if you've been thinking about getting it, then go ahead. Now on to the Rise of Skywalker sets, starting off with the Resistance A-Wing for $24, so that's $6 off of $30. So not too great of a deal, but yeah. Now moving on to the Passana Speeder Chase for $23.99 at Target and Amazon. It's okay set. I mean, it's not the best. The speeders are looking are okay, but yeah. Now on to the Resistance Y-Wing for $55 at Amazon, Walmart, and Target. So if you've been thinking about that, then this is a good deal, definitely. Now on to Kylo Ren's shuttle for $103 at Amazon, Target, and Walmart. Really good deal, almost $30 off, and the set's not too bad either. And now with the Millennium Falcon for $127 at Amazon and Target. Now, moving on to 2020, starting off with the early half of 2020, with both the Sith Trooper and the Mandalorian Battle Pack being $12 at Amazon, Target, and Walmart. Then we move into the Duel on Mustafar being $16 at Amazon, Walmart, and Target. Now moving on to Obi-Wan's Hutt for $24 at Amazon, Target, and Walmart once again. And while we're on it, Luke's Landspeeder is also $24 at Amazon, Target, and Walmart. And now moving on to the Summer Waves, starting off with the 501st Battle Pack. Well, first battle pack will drive you at $23.99 if you can even find it in stock. But yeah, if you find it, it'll be $23.99 at Amazon, Walmart, and Target. Also, Anakin's Jedi Interceptor is $23.99 at Amazon, Target, and Walmart too. And the AT-AT will be $31.99 at Amazon, Target, and Walmart. And now Knights of Ren Transport Ship will be at Walmart. Will be $56 at Amazon, Target, and Walmart. And now the Death Star Duel will be $10 off, $90 off of $90 used to be $100 at Walmart. So yeah, that's pretty much all the good deals I could find for this year, and that's also the end of this episode. Like the podcast if you enjoyed it, share it if you'd like, consider giving me feedback to improve or leave a question. Leave a comment on YouTube if you'd like, email me if you have a question or just want to say hi. If you have any ideas for a podcast episode, email it to me. And if you want to donate, click the link in the description and buy some merch if you'd like. Have a great rest of your week, and see ya.